This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's bring in our favorite and the expert on the royal family.
Hard hit into right. Back at the wall. Tie game. Big Poppy.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Ready, blue 20, hot. Griffin, let's go.
Wait, Mr. Brady, take your goddamn teddy bear with you.
Perfect spiral.
You like apples.
Always Boston strong, it's Lucy Burge.
How do you like them apples?
I forgot there was a hashtag Team Tom on her intro. Fantastic.
Intro is so perfect.
It's so good.
It is just Lucy all encompassed right there.
She is the host of Bet Slips and Bad Flips weekdays at 2 o'clock in the East with Jay Kasson, also host of Back to the Futures as well. We welcome in on this Women of Wagertainment Wednesday. It is Lucy Bird. Lucy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Jenks. I am doing great. It is the year of royal family changes. It has been following the royal family is like it has never been. But also, Bill Belichick takedown. Takedown Bill Belichick's season continues. So there is a lot going on.
Okay, so Lucy, I love that I say good morning, and Lucy's like, here we go. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about this. There's a lot going on. So I will leave the floor to you. I just read this. I'm sure we will touch on the royal family, but I just read this Bill Belichick story where apparently when he was interviewing with Arthur Blank on his super yacht, by the way. That's the one thing I got into.
Not a regular yacht. A super yacht. A super yacht, Jenks.
A super yacht.
It's an extra big yacht, in case you're wondering.
Sir Belichick assumed he had the job, and Lucy, apparently that was not the case at all.
Yeah, see, when you're reading this, that's the problem. You see that, and then you go down a rabbit hole of super yachts, and you Google super yachts, and you're like, what do they look like? Set the scene here, because, yes, very fancy. And Bill Belichick thought he had the Atlanta Falcons job until the Falcons announced to the world that it would be Raheem Morris. He found out when we did that he would not have this job. And you come to find out why in this piece. It's Jeremy Fowler, Don Van Natta, and Seth Wickersham on ESPN with all of this. Just deep dive into what happened. And what happened, basically, Robert Kraft throws Belichick under the bus, just destroys him to Arthur Blank and tells him, don't hire Bill Belichick. Do not trust Bill Belichick. And basically, that is the reason Bill Belichick was not even a finalist for this job. Ooh. Belichick thought he had the job, and he wasn't even a finalist. He was not voted in the top three candidates by the organization when they decided on this job, and he thought it was his. So now, basically, what this story also says is that he will be joining Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions as an analyst. So maybe Manning cast, stuff like that. Maybe he will work with Tom Brady down the road, perhaps. But he will be still looking for a job for next season as in the NFL. But also, a friend said here in this article that he doesn't believe Belichick will ever be a head coach in the NFL again, which is shocking to know now that Belichick didn't say, oh, I don't want this job. I want to retire or take some time off. He fully intended to be an NFL head coach this season. And it's because of Robert Kraft, basically, that he is not. which is a devastating. Team Bill, Team Tom and Team Bill, hashtag that. God, he is getting so railroaded, Bill Belichick. First, the Dynasty documentary, total hit piece on Bill Belichick. And then this comes out, Robert Kraft is like, no, it wasn't a hit piece. We don't like how it was portrayed. I don't know. Absolutely. He was hit piecing him to Arthur Blake. Are you kidding me? Robert Kraft hates Bill Belichick and is trying to destroy him. So this is the year, this is going to be the summer of Bill Belichick. And I hope that Belichick rises like a phoenix from the ashes from what Robert Kraft has done to him. Absolute disgrace. Absolute disgrace. What Robert Kraft should be ashamed of himself for what he has done to Bill Belichick.
I got to be honest with you. I'm really excited to hear him on TV and talking to people. It's going to be a ton of fun. But what is this, like, I guess we're now learning more and kind of getting more of an idea of what the relationship really was with Robert Kraft and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Like, do you think some of this has to do with Belichick and Tom Brady's relationship souring towards the end?
Perhaps that's a really good point, because it did sour, as we found out in the Dynasty documentary. They were barely speaking at points. And Tom and Robert Kraft are very close. And Brady did go to Robert Kraft to say, basically, actually, Giselle said to him, Belichick doesn't treat my Tommy like a man. I'm sure
my Tommy.
Love that that was in the documentary. He doesn't treat my Tommy like a man. Tell him, Tom. Tell him how much is he. Yeah, I don't treat like a man either. But that's basically what she is saying. But I think it was Kraft and Brady against Belichick, basically. And I think it was all power dynamics. And I think it was a lot to do with maybe ego and the control Belichick had being a GM and a coach. And it also says that Belichick also made it very clear to the Falcons he didn't want that kind of control. But I think what they saw was that Robert Kraft was like, you know what? Don't trust him. Don't believe him. The guy is fake. It's fake news. But he's, you know, he just completely dissuaded the Falcons from hiring him. And I think that maybe had to do with how Robert Kraft has, it's long been rumored, he did not like Belichick, calling him all sorts of things, a-hole and things like that. And he just didn't like him and doesn't want to see Bill Belichick succeed outside of the Patriots the way Brady did. Brady won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers after leaving the Patriots. The last thing in the world Robert Kraft wants is to see Belichick be let go from the Patriots and then go and win somewhere else and be successful somewhere else. So now he is trying to destroy him so that does not happen. And it's power and it's ego. And I think it's a shame, because all the respect in the world to Bill Belichick. So Robert Kraft is just forgetting all of everything that Belichick has ever done for his organization and is trying to keep him from continuing his career, which I think is a shame.
It's winner take all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lucy should handle like Belichick's PR.
I'm telling you,
yes, this is hell like
summer of Bill.
Hell yeah,
the press conference. Look, guys, Belichick is great.
I love him so much.
He also had the boat. Look,
it may not be as it's a pretty big boat, guys.
Bigger than Arthur Blank's. No,
yes,
probably not.
So, Lucy, along these same lines, let's discuss my Tommy for a second, since we're using that now. You heard him admit last week, I wouldn't be opposed to coming back late
starting
in this season. The guy cannot stay retired. Do you think this is just conjecture, like just sort of, flippant talk where, sure, I'd come back? Or would he really consider coming back late in the season in the right situation?
Yeah, you know what, you guys? I think Tom Brady will return to football. The way that he said it, he just can't stay retired. The way he said it, a lot of times he jokes about it. He did do a joke about it on Twitter, but the way he said it, he was serious. The look in his eyes, he knows that he can still play. He runs faster now than he did when he was a rookie. His hairline is better now than it was when he was a rookie. He looks phenomenal. So I the 95% chance he comes back. And I think a lot of it has to do with Patrick Mahomes, and he sees that there is someone who could catch him in terms of being the greatest quarterback of all time. And he's like, no, I want to come back and assert my dominance over this, and my P corner, I'm going to keep that for myself because I'm still here and I am still the GOAT. Nobody forget about me. And I think he hates retirement. I think now also he's divorced. So I don't know what is going on in his personal life now. I mean, he's dating models, but still, you know, football is his first love and he's without that. I think he's lost. The things he is posting have concerned me over the past few months. The same day that Giselle is crying on GMA, he is posting Instagram story just shirtless by his pool saying, "Pool party, anyone?" was the little caption. He's like, "Where is everybody? Pool party." I'm like, oh my God, this guy's falling apart. He is losing his mind. He wants to return to football so badly, and I wouldn't rule it out. If he was serious when he said, if a team calls and I will go, that he will do it. I think he'll do it. And what if, you know, it ends up he and Bill Belichick could reunite, perhaps, because Belichick I don't think is done either. But I think he addressed that if I own a team, I don't know if they would let me, but I think he would rather play than own the Raiders. So I think he would give up ownership of any stake in ownership to play again, because I think there is a 95% chance Tom Brady comes back to play in the NFL.
I am so glad I'm in a safe space with you guys on this conversation because nobody on my show wants to believe this. Everybody said I was crazy when I said Tom Brady would find a way to come back again. And then this came out in that podcast and I said, guys, he didn't just say it. He listed specific teams on his own, including the Patriots. All this has to be is a Roger Clemens type return. Comes back halfway through the year. I mean, what if, Lucy, the Patriots draft a quarterback and they don't want to start him right away. And maybe it is Jacoby Brissett, and Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, and we say, hey, we're going to sit Drake May for the season. We're going to ease him along slowly. And then good old Tom Brady comes back and saves the day for the Patriots. I am 100% with you on this. I think he misses football. He sounds bored. And the one thing we know, too, right, you can date models and still play football, so he'll still be able to do that just fine.
He did it himself. Maybe this will convince Trista that he will return, and this is why I think the Patriots will draft Marvin Harrison Jr., and then Jacoby Brissett will start, and then halfway through the season, Tom Brady makes his return plays with Jacoby Brissett again. I mean, what a great... And then he and Robert Kraft have aligned against Bill Belichick.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo comes back too. Then they sign Jimmy Garoppolo and the whole band's back together.
The band is back together and Belichick is calling the game on Omaha Productions on the Manning cast.
I really like what this team looks like now. I'm glad to see Tom Brady back in a Patriots
uniform. Lucy, before we let you go, I wrote three questions for you and they're all the same. And this is what I love. They're all phrased the same way. Is Tom Brady really going to come back? Is Prince Harry really going to get deported? Is Meghan Markle really a bully? And those are my questions for you.
That's journalism at its finest.
I tell you what, folks. If that's not award-winning questioning, I don't know what is. Check her out host of Bet Slips and Bad Flips with Jake Son today at 2:00 in the East, and also as host of Back to the Futures. It is our friend and pop culture expert, Lucy Burge.
And Tom Brady expert.
Tom Brady expert. Yeah. My Tommy, son of Bill. Summer of Bill. We got a lot going on here at the same time.
I love it all.
Thank you, Lucy. We appreciate it.
Lucy.
Thank you, guys. Hashtag Team Bill.
Could you imagine if Tom Brady does come back?
I appreciate that, by the way, that I'm on the hashtag now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's you, Bill.
I mean, it just feels like Tom Brady is going to come back. I really, really believe it.
That's the one thing you always see. It doesn't matter if you leave on the greatest note possible. It doesn't matter if you're considered at the top of your game. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished in your respective careers as a pro athlete. It's so hard for these guys to let it go when it's all they've ever known. We could see it with Tom Brady. Coming up next here on the show.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.